Thank you for your questions on the LDC, how we work with the member country about the LDC. You know that it's for Mekong Development Commission. At the national level, we have a National Mekong Committee, and that committee at the national level will coordinate, which is the development of climate change. Also we have established a working group. It's for climate change adaptation, includes some key person, key experts from each member country working on. LDC, of course, is one of the very important issue for the member country. In 2020, for example, the member country working on updating the LDC. We have discussed and work with the member country. The member countries, they consulted with us about the updated about the NDC updating. In some country, for example, in Laos, we have a lot of the consultation. We have the meeting with the team to revise, to update the NDC. We involved with that is revising the NDC progress with the member country. The key question for us is that how we can mention, how we can put a regional cooperation in the Mekong Basin in the NDC. Now we look at is that is a final version NDC of the member country, for example, in Laos, that they submitted to UNFCCC in the last year, May 2021. You can see that is the Mekong MRC. You can see that the Mekong Regional Cooperation that is mentioned there, and that is something we're happy to see. However, you know that is the NDC, it's in NDC adaptation component is that is only one part, and that is normally it's short, and because this document is a very very high level of the strategy. We discuss also with the member country to develop the adaptation communication. Adaptation communication, you know that is a could be one part of NDC or maybe one part of NAP or the national communication. Because for adaptation communication, we will have some more room to talk more detail on the adaptation, on the transboundary adaptation. We are working closely with some member country about it. That is I mentioned also in my presentation.